ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. We are at West Lafayette High School. Tonight's game features the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights at the West Lafayette Red Devils. We thank you for tuning in and listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're getting the field ready right now, grooming the field and putting the base pads down, freshly painted base pads. Both teams have had infield, outfield practice, getting ready for a 5:30 start time. We're about 10 minutes away. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Knights have a school enrollment of 293. They're in Class 2A, Sectional 38. There are six in their sectional. We'll mention that's Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Felton Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, Seeger, and Western Boone. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic directors are Julia Denhart and Nate Dino. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the collars navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight's game is a West Division matchup. Central Catholic Knights are currently 4 wins, 2 losses on the season. They're 3-0 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais, a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. The next game on the agenda after tonight's game will be tomorrow night. Same two teams, they'll play at Central Catholic High School. Tomorrow night's game will also start at 5:30 p.m. That'll be Wednesday the 20th. And then following that ball game, they'll have a game Friday night. They'll have Guerin Catholic at Central Catholic. That game will start at 8 p.m. That'll be part of the Catholic Classic. We'll mention a little bit about the West Lafayette Red Devils. Red Devils have a school enrollment of 775. Their school was founded in 1939. They're Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are 7 in their sectional. In their sectional is Benton Central, McConaughey, Northwestern, Peru, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at West Lafayette High School is Ron Schreiner. The athletic director is Joel Strode. And the assistant athletic director is James Schott. West Lafayette High School is located at 1105 North Grant Street, West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You can reach them on the web at hs.wl.k12.in.us. You can reach them by telephone, 765-746-0400. They wear the collars scarlet and gray. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference West Division. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. We'll mention the West Lafayette Red Devils are currently 4 wins, 3 losses. They are 2-0 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Justin Hartman. Next game on the agenda for them also will be tomorrow night. West Lafayette will be at Lafayette Central Catholic. That'll be Wednesday the 20th, another 5:30 start. Following that game, West Lafayette will be at Covington on Friday night, the 22nd, 5:30 start time. So they're talking amongst themselves right there at home plate. Umpires, Miss Jane Schott there, going to deliver a couple of waters to these gentlemen. They're going to wear the blue overcoats. It's a bit brisk tonight, probably around 45 degrees, something like that. They're grooming the diamond. Diamond looks wonderful. The dirt infield looks absolutely spectacular. Home run fence, both ways down the left field line. Looks like 325. Look down the right field line. Looks like 321. Dressed in these lineless bifocals. And then center field, 369 feet, if I'm not mistaken. And home run fence will hold the ball. There's been a couple of three dozen or so knocked out of this park. Maybe we'll see one or more tonight. So going to be a good ball game. We're missing the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. We're missing defensively in the field. West Lafayette, the home team, will start like this defensively. Behind home plate, it's going to be Nate Brown pitching tonight for West Lafayette. I'll mention that Nate Brown is going to wear number 11. The pitcher is going to be Corey Adams, 17. They'll be battery partners. We'll mention at first base, Dash Driggs. He'll wear number 4. At second base, Julian Smith. He'll wear number 2. At shortstop, Eric Schroeder, number 14. And in, should say, at third base, Evan Cook, number 9. In left field, Tim Olhot. He'll wear number 21. In center field, Andrew Fredette. He'll wear number 7. In right field, Jackson Deutsch. He'll wear number 1. We'll mention the DH in the ballgame to start out with for West Lafayette. It's going to be Jack Schaefer. He'll wear number 20 in this brand of uniform. Got some help right there. Nice, kind gentleman. Very helpful to help me with that. And we'll mention playing in the field for the DH defensively. It's going to be Dash Driggs. He'll wear number 4, and he'll play first base. We'll talk about the Knights. They're going to send to the plate. First batter in the lineup. The leadoff batter in this ballgame is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. He'll play second base. Batting second for the Knights, number 25, Carter Johnson. He'll play left field. Batting third, number 16, he'll be the DH. That's TJ Bell. Playing in the field for him defensively to start out the ballgame, number 20, right fielder, Caden Minnick. Batting fourth, for the Knights, it's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. Ryan Schumer will be the third baseman. We'll mention then batting number 14, center fielder Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox will be in center field. We'll mention at first base will be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady can play the third first base position. The catcher will be number 3, Jackson Kane. Shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart. The pitcher will be 33, Bren Robbins. Home plate umpire meeting now, both coaches, Coach Bourdonnais, Coach Hartman. Central Catholic Knights going to wear the gray uniforms, pants, jersey with the blue caps. West Lafayette Red Devils going to wear all whites with the red caps and the dark bill. So they're talking about the parameters right now on the field, talking about where balls may get through, possibility, talking about the surroundings right here. Wind's blowing right to left from right field to left field. Flag blowing, looking very nice, red, white, and blue. And we'll mention this game that's in part being brought to you by Target Sports. Target Sports helping to bring this game to you along with Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Dean's Auto Parts, that's in Cicero, Sign Production, and also being brought to you by Target Sports. Target Sports there in Sheridan, Indiana. They're still talking it up right there on the diamond. Talking about how it's going to happen tonight. Knights hanging out in their dugout. Red Devils doing just the same, getting ready for baseball here at West Lafayette High School. So pretty brisk evening, not too bad. They're talking about weather getting up near 80 degrees in the not-too-distant future. That'll be good, and then that'll be appreciative. And then we'll go from there, and then there it is, Target Sports. Target Sports out of Sheridan. So they're still having a lengthy conversation at home plate. They're going to shake hands. They're getting ready for ball game. 5:28 on the clock. getting ready for baseball here. We'll talk about the pitches. Bryn Robinson. They're going to introduce the starting lineup. We'll mention pitches on the diamond. We'll let him speak. Public address.
We're Central Catholic, coming by Jim Gordon A. Leading off at second base, number 12, Owen Munn. Batting second in left field, number 25, Carter Johnson. Batting third, designated hitter, number 16, E.J. Bell. Batting fourth at third base, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Batting fifth at center fielder, number 14, Tyler Fox. Batting sixth at first base, number 32, Justin Brady. Batting seventh at catcher, number 3, Jackson Kane. Batting eighth at shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart. And batting ninth in pitching, number 33, Bryn Robbins. And right fielder, number 20, Caden Minish. For West Side, coached by Justin Hartman, leading off in pitching, number 17, Corey Adams. Batting second at shortstop, number 14, Eric Schroeder. Batting third in catching, number 11, Nate Brown. Batting fourth at third base, number 9, Evan Cook. Batting fifth, designated hitter, number 20, Jeff Schaefer. Batting sixth and playing center field, number 7, Andrew Burdett. In left field, batting center, number 21, Tim Ohlhaus. And batting eighth at second base, number 2, Julian Smith. And ninth in right field, number 1, Jackson Deutsch. At first base, number 4, Dan Critic. The umpires are Danny Hatt and Sean Baker. At this time, please rise to the playing of our national anthem.
That's our national anthem. Both teams observing. One on the foul line, left side. That's the Knights. One foul line on the right side. Lodged to West Lafayette Red Devils. Ready to get some warm-up tosses right here. Taking the field right now, West Lafayette. On the pitches now tonight for West Lafayette, Corey Adams. Corey Adams on the season. Corey Adams working right here on the diamond. He's got 4 innings under his belt. He's allowed 6 hits, 7 runs. 6 of those runs are earned runs. He's walked 7. He struck out 5. So they're getting warmed up on the playing surface right now. He's working from the windup. Right-handed pitcher. Behind home plate, Nate Brown wears number 11. They're taking throws on the infield, infield, outfield. Throwing with the right fielder from out of the dugout. So they're getting ready for some baseball. Should be a good contest. Both these teams get together. Many sports, many, many sports. I'll mention Jane Schott. Jane Schott, quite a basketball coach in her own right. And that's an understatement. So we're going to play baseball here on the diamond today. The umpire getting the ball rubbed down, getting ready to put the ball in play. Getting ready to bat nice. And on deck, getting ready to play some baseball here. Beautiful evening. I tell you what, it's not too bad. If you can just ignore the 45 degrees, it's not too bad. But You can just play the game and have fun. They're going to throw one down, frozen rope from the hand of Nate Brown. They're going to toss it around the infield. They're going to put the ball in the glove of pitcher Corey Adams. First batter in the lineup, going to be the leadoff batter in this ball game. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in, right-handed batter. He'll tap the plate far and near. Get a little bit of an open stance. Going to play in at third base is Evan Cook. He's on the lip of the grass. First pitch of the ball game, high and inside, ball one. Squared the bunt, wanted to try to put a bunt down. Going to bunt strikes. Pull the bat back, count goes 1-0. Here comes the wind, here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Backing up, going to call for it. First baseman makes the play, Dash Driggs. There's one out. We're in the top of the first inning. We're in West Lafayette. We're at the high school. This field not quite connected totally with the high school. It's a little bit of a jog to get here, but it is a nice setting right over here for baseball. Stepping in, it's going to be Carter Johnson. Where's number 25? Back on the rubber, he's Corey Adams. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled, out of play, left side. Carter Johnson goes down the count, 0-1. Left-handed batter facing the righty pitcher, Corey Adams. Ball's made live. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. He crosses just high. Pretty good break. Came back in. Just missed the dish. A bit tall out of the zone. Count goes 1-1, one strike to Carter Johnson. Swung on. He'll foul this one out of play. About Memorex. Count goes 1-1, two strikes. On the diamond right now, they're playing straight away for Carter Johnson. Back on the rubber. Pitches from the windup. Here's Adams. Pitch just high. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the first inning. Just getting going. Nice batting, the visiting team. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. It runs left side, a little bit left elevation on that foul ball. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Adams peering for signals. Working out of a windup. Here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to hit shortstop. Eric Schroeder. Schroeder lost the handle right there, reaching base safely. It's Carter Johnson.
Designated hitter number 16, TJ Bell.
Third batter in the lineup, TJ Bell. He's the DH for the Knights. To start out that way, where's number 16? Playing for him defensively to start out the game is Caden Minnick in right field. Right-handed batter, TJ Bell. Pretty much straightaway stance. Working from the stretch, Corey Adams. Set position. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Got the dish. Worked well. Broke right across. Count goes 0-1. First base runner is Carter Johnson. Moderate lead. Peers over, working from the stretch, is Corey Adams. Here's the set. Pickoff move, right side, gets back safely. Corey Adams coming right over there. First pickoff move, pretty much good velocity. Nearly got the runner. Getting back safely is Carter Johnson. Stepping back in, TJ Bell. He's a three-hitter in tonight's ballgame. Peering over, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball foul, left of third base. Evan Cook going to chase that one down. He'll bring it back to play. And Carter Johnson going to retreat back to first base. No balls, one strike. Check that. No balls, two strikes. Meyer stepping back in is TJ Bell. Working from the stretch, Corey Adams. Peering in, looking at signals. Looks at first base, set position. Here comes the pitch. Swung long, ground ball over the top of the glove. Corey Adams, he'll toss it to first base. Safe right there. Tried to get the force out. Tossed over. and couldn't get the play. Safe at second is Carter Johnson.
Now batting at third base,
reaching base safely. Looks for the official score. Probably gonna be a reach base. But two base runners on for the Knights. Carter Johnson at second base. TJ Bell at first. Stepping into bat. Batting in the fourth position, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Corey Adams. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of the stretch, now the set position. He'll check second base. First pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. About thigh high. Count goes 0-1 to Ryan Schumer. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter, two men on. One out. Here in the top of the first. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball, finished high. Good break, looking at backdoor curveball. Count goes 1-1. Moderate signals given at third base. Stepping back in, Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Corey Adams. Here's a set position. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Right down Meridian, about thigh high. Swing and a miss for Schumer. Count goes 1-2. Left-handed batter, two men on. Top of the first inning. One out. We're at West Lafayette High School. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Corey Adams. Still looking. To work from the set position now. Pickoff move, second base, timing pattern, taken by the shortstop. He's safe, Eric Schroeder, the shortstop. So runners retreat, first and second base, standing on the bags. They'll step back in, Ryan Schumer, 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Corey Adams, still looking, now the set position. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Schumer. He's going to pop one, shortstop. Going to make the play, getting back safely to second base, Carter Johnson. Second out recorded by Eric Schroeder. Getting ready to bat. It's going to be Tyler Fox. He's a center fielder in today's ballgame. Where's number 14? Runners at first and second base. Short conversation. Coach Bourdonnais, home plate umpire. Two outs, we're in the top of the first inning. Stepping in, right-handed batter, number 14, Tyler Fox. Stepping back in the rubber, Corey Adams. Peering in, looking at the signals. Stepping in, he's working from the stretch. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Two men on, top of the first. Pitch comes in, tight for a strike. Called strike. Inside edge. He'll go down the count 0-1. No ball, 1-1. Tyler Fox facing Corey Adams, the righty facing a righty. Here comes the look right here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tyler Fox. Count goes 0-2. Tyler Fox steps back in. Outfield playing a bit shallow. Played him pretty much straight away. Infield working straight away, being held on loosely. Hovering there is Eric Schroeder. Set position is the pitch outside of ball. We're going to snap throw down to second base. Carter Johnson. That's Nate Brown. Threw down to second base, trying to catch Carter Johnson sleeping. Down goes 1-2. Two outs, top of the first inning. Nice batting. Home team, the Red Devils. Breaking pitch, inside a swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. Knights will leave two men on. We'll go to the top of the bottom of the second inning. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 416-460-6969. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. That's at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. Ask about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports in Sheridan. Knights taking the field, getting some warm-up tosses from the pitcher's mound right there is Bryn Robbins. His battery partner, Jackson Kane. So we'll mention at first base is Justin Brady. Second base is Owen Munn. And we'll let you know his shortstop is Evan Dienhart. Number 24, Ryan Schumer at third base. He'll wear number 7. Left field 25, Carter Johnson. In center field, as mentioned, number 14, Tyler Fox. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Bryn Robbins on the season. He's a right-handed pitcher, Bryn Robbins. He's got a .000 ERA. He's pitched 10 innings thus far on the season. He started 2 games. This is game number 3. He's 2 wins, 0 losses on the season. He's faced 36 batters. He's thrown 129 pitches. He's allowed 3 hits, 1 run. He's walked 2. He struck out 17. 9 of those were looking. He has hit 1 batter along the way this season. Going to throw one down. Jackson Kane goes to the left of the base. One hop taken right there by the Knights. So put it back in the glove right there of Bryn Robbins. First batter in the lineup for West Lafayette. Going to be the pitcher. He plays pitcher. Defensively, he's stepping in as the first hitter for West Lafayette. Number 17, Corey Adams. Right-handed pitcher. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking for signals, none given. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Going to be touch the glove on Evan Dienhart. Going to be off the glove, and I'm going to be thrown wide right. Got a glove on it, did Justin Brady. Couldn't bring it in. Jackson Kane there to back up the throw. One runner on, Corey Adams, set to bat, number 2 hitter in the lineup. He played in a shortstop position to start the game out, number 14, Eric Schroeder. One runner on, Corey Adams at first base, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Working from the stretch, Bryn Robbins. Appear over to the base, set position. Pitch comes in, ground ball. He'll be hit to Owen Munn. He'll go 4-6. They'll try 3. Just wide right. Going to say he was off the bag. Couldn't get the tag or couldn't get the foot on. So he'll be safe at first base. Going to be a fielder's choice. One out. That was off the bat of Eric Schroeder. Schroeder now at first base. Third batter in the lineup. Going to be number 11. He's doing the catching in today's ballgame. That's Nate Brown, right-handed batter. One out on the infield. One out here in the bottom of the first. No score. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Good cut, Eric Schroeder. Eric Schroeder takes somewhat of a healthy cut, not totally his cut. Count goes 0-1. Runner at first base is Corey Adams for the Red Devils. Set position, Robbins. Going to put short hop the glove. Going to make it back to the screen. Going to be tracked down by Jackson Kane. He'll toss it back to Bryn Robbins. Runner takes second base. Might be listed as a wild pitch, not for me to know. So balls and runner at second base is Corey Adams. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, Nate Brown. Good from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield. Trying to make a stab at it, does make the play. Schumer good glove stopped the baseball, and his glove couldn't make the throw. Had to sprawl out, lay out to catch that one. The runner moves to third base. Runner's on the corner. It'll be a courtesy runner in the ball game. Courtesy runner stepping in. That's 15. That's Bell and Hedden. 15, Bell and Hedden. Going to be the courtesy runner for the catcher. It's a ball game. Runners on the corners. One out. Signals being given by Jackson Kane out in front of home plate. He's back behind the plate now. Right-handed batter, number 9, Evan Cook. Plays the third base position. Number, he's a four-hitter for the Red Devils in this ballgame. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Evan Cook not willing to swing at that one. Count goes 0-1. Runners on the corners, one out. Red Devils batting, bottom of the first. Pickoff move. They're going to get him at first base. First base pickoff move. Going to put two outs in the inning. And setting down is going to be Bell and Hedden. Runner at third base, Corey Adams. Corey Adams got himself on base. Peering in, looking at single from Bryn Robbins. Looks at third base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to be a soft slide. Drive on the infield. Owen Munn fields it. He'll toss to the first baseman, Justin Brady, three outs. So the Lafayette Central Shoot Base, West Lafayette, also they leave runners on base. They leave one on base at the end of one inning. The nothing to nothing ball game. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, Frankfort, Indiana. Toss the ball around the infield right now, getting ready to put it in the glove right there of Corey Adams. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the second inning. Central Catholic Knights stepping up to the plate, going to bat left-handed hitter. 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady looking, no signal. Coach Bordner has elected to put the jacket on. First base. Coach, right there. Going pretty warm. Here comes the first pitch to Brady. Inside edge. Knee high, called strike. No balls, one strike. Top of the second inning. Knights and the Red Devils. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Justin Brady, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Corey Adams. 0-2, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished high, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Outfield playing straight away. Center fielder, Andrew Fredette. Just right of second base, here's the pitch. Swung on, could be a bloop hit, going to land it. Over second base, shallow grass, going to be picked up by Fredette. He'll toss it back in at first base, getting himself aboard. Justin Brady. This batter going to step to the plate. Number 3, Jackson Kane. Two signals given, third base. At first base, doing the running. Justin Brady familiar with first base. Right-handed batter Jackson Kane. Peering over, looking at first base, working out of the stretch, Corey Adams. Pitch comes in, squaring the bunt. Ball is a ball high. Pulled the bat back. They threw a snap throw to first base from the hand of Nate Brown, getting back safely. At first base is Justin Brady. To step back in. 0-1. She was going to call it 0-1. They would say he offered. Strike one. So 0-1. Didn't get the bat back. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. He'll square the bun early. They pull the bat back. They'll call a strike. Outside edge. Jackson Kane, a little bit of a crouch during that stance. Kind of opened up a new strike zone. They call a strike. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Runner at first base is Justin Brady. Working from the set. Breaking pitch comes in high, a ball. Two balls, one strike. Early going, we're in the top of the second inning, no score. Looking at signals. Third base, Jackson Kane. Getting a moderate lead off the bag here at first base, Justin Brady. From the stretch, now the set position, Corey Adams. Going to foul one back, trying to get the bunt down. Going to call it a strike, evidently. Evidently, that is the second strike. Not quite sure. Foul back to the screen. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. So the ball gets back to the screen. They call it no. The bunt didn't get a part of the bat. Jackson Brady now at second base. Looking at second base out of the stretch. Corey Adams. Looking at the signals. Nobody out. 2-2 count. Runner at second base, top of the first. Foul ball, a swing, full swing, into a left near the dugout. Stay in the box with a 2-2 count. Jackson Kane, step back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty pitcher. That's Corey Adams, peering in looking at signals. 2-2 count on the way. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Looks at second, here's the pitch. Swing and miss, going to be a drop third. He'll take off for first base. They're going to throw to second base, they're going to get a pickle. It's going to be a pickle between third and second base, Justin Brady. They're going to fake a throw, and he's going to be called out. And they'll throw to first base, and they'll get the out back in first base. Jackson Kane couldn't quite get back. So the pickle right there between second and third base, Justin Brady. And they'll get two outs quickly right there, and they'll erase the base runners. Stepping in the bat, two outs. Top of the second inning, 24, Evan Deanhart. Working back from the windup, Corey Adams. Sends the first pitch. High and tight, inside. Gets by the catcher's glove of Nate Brown. One ball, no strikes. Step back in, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Going to be a base hit. Gets by the glove. Right of third baseman, Evan Cook. On the ground, gets himself aboard with a base hit. Evan Deanhart. Getting ready to bat, he's a nine-hitter in the lineup, Brent Robbins. Was 33 doing the pitching on the diamond for the Knights. Just step in, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Evan Deanhart at first base. Breaking pitch can be a called strike. So, you're going to look for signals, a few given, maybe a couple. Step back on the rubber. It's Corey Adams. Bryn Robbins, the batter. Taking off for second base is Evan Deanhart. Throw comes in, short hops. Couldn't quite grasp it. Throw taken there by Eric Schroeder. Bounces in, picked up by second baseman Julian Smith. Evan Deanhart at second base. Right-handed batter steps back in, Bryn Robbins. pretty much straightaway stance, one ball, one strike. Evan DeHart at second base, top of the second inning. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Corey Adams in a just that right sleeve. He's wearing the red undersleeves, rightfully so, on a day like such as today. He'll peer in, look at signals. Set position, he'll check second base. He'll look again, there's a pitch. Outside a ball. He'll throw it down, he'll get by the glove. He'll try to get it back to Corey Adams. Nate Brown just kind of trying to catch him off guard at second base. Evan DeHart, nothing doing right there. Three balls, one strike. Peers in, looks at signals. From the stretch, Corey Adams. Going to square early, does Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in. They let it go by, strike called. Down goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning, Evan DeHart got himself aboard with a base hit. He's at second base, peering in, looking at signals. It's Corey Adams. They'll work from right there. Here comes the pitch. He's a foul one back, out of play, straight back. Stay in the box with that 3-2 count. Evan DeHart going to retreat back to second base. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning. Nice batting. No score. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Called strike. He'll go down looking. They'll leave at second base. Evan DeHart will go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part. Being mentioned, support sponsor, Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She serves Hamilton Tips in Madison County. And she has done so since 1997. And she'll serve Tippecanoe if you'll call her. We'll mention specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So I'm going to throw it around the diamond right now. Playing some White Snake on the PA. Sounds pretty good. They're going to throw one down. Jackson Kane. Throws in rope to Owen Munn. They'll toss it around the infield. Dish off, wipe off the dish right there. Getting ready to bat. Here in the bottom of the second inning, we're going to see the DH, number 20, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer, right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Bryn Robbins. On deck, number 7, Andrew Fredette, stepping in the bat. West Lafayette Red Devil, Jack Schaefer. Look at signals, pitching from the windup, Bryn Robbins, first pitch. Outside edge, called strike, knee high. A step back in. Straightaway stance. Infield, outfield, playing straightaway. Here comes the second pitch. Outside edge, called strike, breaking pitch from Bryn Robbins. A step back in, number 20, Jack Schaefer. A little bit of a choke up right there on the handle. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Robbins. Foul back out of play. He'll go right side out of play. He'll stay in the box with a 0-2 count. No score, bottom of the second inning. Knights and the Red Devils. Steps back in, Schaefer. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. He'll foul one right side. He'll get the screen. He'll drop in front, picked up by on deck for seven, Andrew Fredette. He'll step back in, tap the plate. He'll stay in the box again, third time with his 0-2. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Fouls it off. Hits the screen once again. Number 20, Jack Schaefer. Schaefer batting in the fifth position in the lineup. He'll step back in. Look at the signals, Bryn Robbins. Working out the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike three, outside edge. They're going to call it just below the kneecaps, evidently, for the first out.
Number seven, Andrew Fredette.
Next batter in the lineup, the center fielder, Andrew Fredette. Left-handed batter, where's number seven? Pretty good fluent swing. Andrew Fredette going to step in. He takes that practice swing out of the box to step back in. Both number sevens like to take that practice swing out of the box. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch, back door. Got a bit of a break right across the plate, outside edge, called strike. Andrew Fredette, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Bryn Robbins. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, tried it again. Didn't get the break he wanted. Ball outside. One ball, one strike. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins. Left-handed batter, Andrew Fredette. The short hop to glove, Jackson Kane. A ball. Count goes 2-1. To play center field, just to pull slightly, Tyler Fox. Pretty much straight away. Other than that, here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll take it the other way. He's going to get the gap. It's going to bounce in there between left and center field. It's going to be picked up by Carter Johnson. It's going to be a stand-up double off the bat of Andrew Fredette. He's jogged over first base coach. Get rid of an apparatus right there. And he'll jog back to second base. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be the seven hitter, number 21, Tim Allhot. Runner at second base, Andrew Fredette, one out, bottom of the second inning, no score. Working from this direction, out of set. Pitch comes in, going to foul one back. Hits the screen. Tim Allhot. Where's number 21, right-handed batter? How many signals given, if any? Just a hand clap at third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Now they're set. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch called strike. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 is one out. Here's the set position. Here's the pitch. Swung on, check swing. Going to go second base. Owen Munn trying to handle it. He's going to throw to first base. A little bit behind in them. Owen Munn couldn't quite grasp the first attempt to handle that baseball. He tried to flip it underhanded first base. Safe at first base is Tim Allhot. Runners on the corners once again. One out. Allhot at first base. Andrew Fredette at third base. Set to bat, the eighth hitter for West Lafayette. Second baseman, number 2, Julian Smith. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Bryn Robbins from the set position. First pitch comes in, strike called. Taking second base on the pitch right there is Tim Allhot. Runners at second and third base. One out. 0-1 count to Julian Smith from the set position. Bryn Robbins. Outside, just outside, a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. Peering in from stretch position, Bryn Robbins. Set position now, he'll check third base. Breaking pitch, in for a strike. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Step back in. Pitching from the stretch, Bryn Robbins. Righty facing a righty. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the second, runners aboard. Second and third base for West Lafayette. Set to bat, the right fielder. He'll wear number one, Jackson Deutsch. Jackson Deutsch, about a year ago, I think I had a misunderstanding. He's Jackson Deutsch. Appreciate that. From the set position, Bryn Robbins. Ground ball in the infield. Be fielded by Schumer. The thrower to first base, Justin Brady, and he'll get the put out. So, at the end of two innings, still no score. And we'll mention this game is in part, being made part by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, it's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now you can reach inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. It's Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in, if only, to please your taste buds right there at Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31, northern Hamilton County. Getting some warm-up tosses on the hill right there, Corey Adams. Corey Adams, tall, lanky young man working from the windup, getting ready to pitch in the top of the third inning. Throwing the ball around the infield. Good ball game in the works today. And we'll mention, put me in sports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics as they throw the ball down from the hand of Nate Brown. Stepping in to be second time through the lineup, Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Owen Munn going to step in. Stepping in with a work right there, work ethic. Right-handed batter, a bit of an open stance. Here's the wind and the pitch. Just high, a ball, high and away. And he'll set back in. Owen Munn on the season has 9 stolen bases. He'll take a drive, line drive over shortstop. It'll get the gap. Going to back up and be fielded by Tim Olhatz in left field. Stand-up double for Owen Munn. Owen Munn picks up his first extra base hit of the season. So we're going to take off the apparatus there and jog back to second base. One aboard stepping in to bat for the Knights. It'll be 25, Carter Johnson. Looking for signals, very few given, if any. Owen Munn at second base, going to put on that sliding mitt that they've brought into baseball. Been a while, don't remember that. Stepping in, Carter Johnson, peering in looking at signals. Corey Adams from the set. Square to bunt, going to be a breaking ball. You're going to bunt down third baseline. Thought about going to third base with Adams on the spin move. And Owen Munn already there. Going to reach base. Going to reach base, fielder's choice. Still no outs. Stepping in the bat for the Knights. Going to be the third hitter, TJ Bell. Right-handed batter. Signals given. Third base coach. And the third base occupied by Owen Munn. At first base, it's Carter Johnson. Third hitter in the lineup, T.J. Bell, working from the stretch, peering and looking at signals. Now the set. Here's a pitch from Corey Adams. Outside edge, strike called. Now thigh high. Count goes 0-1. Two aboard there on the corners. We're in the top of the third inning. No score. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell, working from the stretch, Corey Adams. Breaking pitch, good block. right there at home plate. Short hop the glove of Nate Brown. Count goes 1-1. Look at the signals. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. They step in now to bat. TJ Bell. Runners on the corners, working from the stretch. Corey Adams. The check third base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Fielded at third base. They'll go 5-4. They'll get the, no, couldn't get him at 3. So it's going to be a fielder's choice. Run comes in to score. That's Owen Munn. They'll get one out on the put out at second base. Good glove from Evan Cook. He throws on to Julian Smith. They throw to first base. Fast drinks. Hard to hold the baseball. Throw kind of brought him off the bag just a little bit. He's had to stretch. So stepping into bat, going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Runner aboard for the Knights at first base. TJ Bell, peering in, looking at signals. Corey Adams from the set position. First pitch, high and away. A step back in the rubber. Corey Adams, step back in the box. Ryan Schumer. Lefty in the box, righty on the pitcher's mound. Here comes a pitch from Adams. Going to see foul straight back. Ryan Schumer. Count goes 1-1. TJ Bell at first base is one out. Top of the third inning. One run in. 1-0 ball game. Working from the stretch. Corey Adams. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Backdoor curveball. Broke in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. Second baseman, Julian Smith, going to honor the steal attempt. He's playing closer to second base. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball again, outside of ball. Count goes 2-2. Now the box, look at signals, hand clap signal, third base. TJ Bell, moderate lead there. Playing straight away in the outfield. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside and high. Ball 3. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count, Ryan Schumer. Right-handed pitcher, Corey Adams. Step back on the rubber. He's peering to look at signals. Check first base. Now the set position. Becomes a 3-2. Outside, ball 4. Ryan Schumer jogs to first base. Carter Johnson, TJ Bell at second base. Stepping into bat, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step into bat. Batting 250 on the season. Steps in, right-handed batter. First and second base occupied, one out. Corey Adams working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Tyler Fox steps back in. Able to play the center field position today. Runners at first and second base. 1-0 count. Corey Adams looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. Step back in, tap the plate. 2-0. Corey Adams working on the diamond. Start of this game, he's gone the distance. They work from the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Step back in, Tyler Fox. 2-1 count. One out. Top of the third inning. Here's the set. Corey Adams. He's float one to right field. Coming in and make this. It's going to be over the back catch made by first baseman. Shallow right field. What a catch by Dash Driggs. No question, Dash Driggs playing defensively for West Lafayette.
First baseman, number 32, Justin Brady.
2 outs on the diamond. Left-handed batter going to step in, Justin Brady. Runners at first and second base. Nice batting, top of the third inning. One run in, 2 outs. Working from the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, a bit high. Count goes one ball, no strikes. He'll step back on the rubber. Working from the stretch. PRN looking at signals from Nate Brown. From the set position. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one skyward. Be shallow center field. It's going to be called for by Fredette. He'll glove it. Three outs in the top of the third. Knights come up with one after 2.5. Knights won. West Lafayette's going to bat here in the bottom of the third. And we'll also mention, this, bringing this game to you in part, is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're getting warmed up on the field right now. Knights defensively. West Lafayette Red Devils coming to the plate. First batter we're going to see. It's going to be the first batter in the lineup, Corey Adams. Corey Adams right here, the batter working on deck right now. Brent Robbins taking some warm-up tosses. Corey Adams, we'll mention, he wears number 17 in five ball games. He's batting .353. He's got plate appearances. He's been there 22 times entering the ball game, and he's got 17 official at-bats. Right-handed batter. Going to walk to the plate right now as they throw the ball around the infield and put it in the glove of Bryn Robbins. Captain King is going back behind home plate. Stepping into bat as mentioned, Corey Adams. Step in right-handed and tap the plate. Bottom of the third inning, West Lafayette Red Devils, the home team at Bob Friend Field. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove, Jackson Kane, ball one. Just step back in, tap the plate. One ball, no strikes. Pierney looking at signals. Here's the wind. Breaking pitch, strike called. Count goes one ball, one strike. On deck is Eric Schroeder. Pierney signals, here comes the wind. Ground ball, second base, can be fielded by Owen Munn. He'll toss to first base. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. One out. Bottom of the third inning. Set to bat, number 14, Eric Schroeder. Schroeder going to step in five ball games. He also has a 353 average, 20 plate appearances, 17 official at-bats. Step into bat now. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. There's the pitch. Can try to put a bunt down, pulls the bat back, call the ball. They're going to try to check. We'll double check. Got to check with the home plate umpire before you point to first base. So they'll call a ball. One ball, no strikes. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Evan Deanhart fields it to throw across the diamond, get the put out with Justin Brady. Two outs on the diamond. Next batter we'll see in the lineup, number 11, Nate Brown. Nate Brown doing a good job behind home plate. He's going to step to the plate, going to bat right-handed. Nate Brown in five ball games, .357 average, just 20 plate appearances, 14 official at-bats. The tap the plate far and near. Here comes the first pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch, caught the inside edge, strike called. No balls, one strike. Get loose on deck, Evan Cook. Here comes the second pitch to Brown. Ground ball, just left of third base. I'll let that go, be secured out of the dugout. Down goes 0-2. We'll step back in. It's at the plate, far and near. Nate Brown. Glenn Robbins, here's the pitch. He'll take a drive. It'll be a frozen rope to left field. It's going to get beyond left fielder. Carter Johnson, he'll track it down near the corner. Jogging in, standing up at second base is Nate Brown. So Nate Brown can go with the courtesy runner once again. 15, Velen Hedden. Velen Hedden going to jog out. Nate Brown going to put his gear on. Mission accomplished. Nate Brown jogs in after a stand-up double. Stepping into bat, number 9, Evan Cook. Third baseman, Evan Cook in 5 ball games, batting 312. 20 plate appearances, 16 official at-bats. Here's the set from Bryn Robbins. Breaking pitch finishes high, ball 1. Runner at second base is Velen Hedden. 2 outs. They're going to just give him first base after 1 pitch. Intentional walk to the 4 hitter, Evan Cook. Complimentary as he jogs down.
Now batting number 20,
the
DH, Jack Saber.
That's a bat. We're going to see the designated hitter, Jack Saber. He was number 20. Jack Saber, number 20. Going to step in right now. Step in with a 412 batting average in 5 games. 19 plate appearances, 17 at-bats. He'll take a drive. He'll get the gap. He's going to get the gap. Going to get between left and right field. Excuse me, left and center field. Run comes in to score. First run is Velen. Second run, or Hedden, scores. And also number 9, Evan Cook. They're going to take a 2-1 contest. They're going to take a 2-1. They're going to have a conversation. Both the umpires are going to get together on the diamond. It's going to be a two-run double preliminarily. They're having a conversation right there. And Jack Schaefer at second base. Stand up. Field umpire going to jog out. Take a look. They're going to say the ball might have gotten lodged in the fence. So they're going to, the infield umpire jogs out to verify. He'll walk up now. And the ball did, must have gotten under the fence. I believe so. It's awesome. We'll double check here. Not to speak too soon. So, Bill, he jogged back in. And if that's the case, then we'll let them sort this out. And we do thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're having a meeting at the mound right there. Coach Bordenay, Bryn Robbins, Jackson Kane. Meeting going to break up. Getting ready to step in the box. Going to be number 7, Andrew Fredette. Runner, they're going to bring him back to third base. They're going to say the ball did go under the fence or got lodged. It's a 1-1 ball game. So going to back to first to third base right there is Jack Schaefer. 2 outs on the diamond. Runners at second and third base. Stepping into bat, number 7, Andrew Fredette. They're going to appoint him to first base. They're going to load the bases. Going to get a force out all the way around. Should that happen, set to step in. 21 left fielder, Tim Ohad. Tim Ohad going to step in. He's batting an even 300 on the season in five ball games. Bases occupied. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Short hop to glove of Jackson Kane. Going to get by him coming in to score. Second run in the ballgame for the Red Devils is number 9, Evan Cook. Runners move up 90 seats. Runners at second and third base. Two runs in, two outs. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping back on the rubber, Bryn Robbins. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Third base can be fielded by Schumer. He'll throw to first base. Short hop to glove of Justin Brady. They'll pick it up slightly behind first base on the overthrow. Throwing the dirty, was throwing it on the run. Came in to make the play. Gloved it nice. Throw on the run. Short hop to glove of Justin Brady. Runners at first and third base. Two outs, set to step in. Number 2, Julian Smith, second baseman. Julian Smith, right-handed batter. He'll step in now. Signals given out from the plate there by Jackson Kane. First and third are going to take off early from first. Stepping off the back is Bryn Robbins. He'll make second base. Julian Smith at second base. At third base is Andrew Fredette. Conversation here. Home plate umpire having a conversation with the first base dugout. Red Devils are set back behind Jackson King. Here we go. Runners at second and third base. Two outs. Bottom of the third. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Fastball. 0-1. Steps back right there. Right-handed batter. Bryn Robbins from the set position. He'll bunt it right side. Bryn Robbins going to field it. He'll throw first base. Justin Brady. They'll get the put out. Three runs in. For West Lafayette Red Devils, it's a 3-1 ball game after three complete. Will Mission, this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphic and lettering, banners and window lettering, that's Sign Production. You can reach them by dialing 317-984-3765 or by cellular phone or text message 317-946-2424. Throwing the ball around the diamond. Corey Adams. Corey Adams going to pitch here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 ball game. A bit brisk out there. Hovering around the 45-degree mark. These two teams going to get together tomorrow night at Lafayette Central Catholic High School, playing this one at West Lafayette. This is a diamond off campus, but it's well done. A lot of good folks here. I tell you what, the parking lot gets plenty. Pretty good ball game right behind third base. A diamond back there. They got some activity center for the younger kids. Got some good play equipment. You know, toss one down, Kane. Take that back. Nate Brown tosses the frozen rope to second base. They toss it around the diamond. First batter here in the top of the fourth going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to step in. Jackson Kane on the season. He's batting an even 250. He's got three hits. He's got a 550 on base percentage. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Top of the fourth inning. 3-1 ball game. Red Devils in front. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane steps back in. 22 plate appearances. 12 official at-bats. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes high. Didn't quite get the grip. Three balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Jackson Kane, Corey Adams. Pitch comes in. Plate was wide open. Nailed it. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 count. Top of the fourth. Peering in, looking at signals. Corey Adams. Swung on. Can be a ground ball fair down just inside third base. Good effort by Evan Cook. And Jackson Kane going to slide in to second base with a double. Timeout on the diamond. You're going to have a courtesy runner jog out for him. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. So Gutwein going to run out. Jog out. And Jackson Kane will put his gear on. Stepping into bat, Evan Dienhart. To look at signals. He got himself aboard last time up. Runner at second base. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Peering in, looking at signals. From the set position, Corey Adams. Breaking pitch. Squared the bunt a bit late there. Or with the pitch, pulled the bat back. It's a ball. One ball, no strikes. Evan Dienhart, he's batting .333 on the season. He's got a .556 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals. From the set position, Corey Adams checks third. Checks second base. Pitch comes in. Outside edge, called strike. Evan Dienhart, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Not many signals given. A step back in. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runner at second base, Owen Munn. I take that back. Runner at second base is the pinch runner. The courtesy runner fouled back. Just dribbles behind home plate on the bunt attempt by Evan Dienhart. 1-2 count. Hudson Gutwein running at second base for the catcher, Jackson Kane, to put his gear on. So let's step back in. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Corey Adams from the set position. Pickoff move, timing pattern, going to go off the back of Hudson, and he'll jog over to third base as the ball dribbles out into shallow right center field. So runner at third base, Evan Dienhart, the batter for the Knights, going to step back in. Evan Dienhart. He scored 4 runs on the season. Evan Dienhart has 3 RBI. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Corey Adams. Ball high. Count goes even at 2-2. 2-2 count. Top of the fourth inning. 3-1 ball game. Red Devils in front. Working from the stretch. Peering in, signals, now the set position. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, he's going to pop one to foul territory straight back. Giving it a chase with Nate Brown. He goes out of play. So they'll work it right there. And they'll put the ball, new ball in play. Count goes, remains 2-2. Runner at third base for the Knights, Hudson Gutwein. He's running for Kane. Steps back in, Evan Dienhart. From the set position, Corey Adams. High for a ball. Counts goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. As first base, Dash Driggs playing about even with the first base bag, maybe in front a bit. Infield is basically in. Evan Cook watching over third base. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a line drive foul. Gets around on that one. going to remain 3-2. Dean Hart steps back in. Corey Adams, 3-2 count to Evan Dean Hart. Runner at third base for the Knights. Nobody out. Top of the fourth. Swung on. It's going to be a foul ball. Jets foul as the home plate umpire raises his arms. So they'll jog back to the respective base right there. That's Hudson Gutwein. And Evan Dienhart are going to stay in the batter's box, right-handed batter's box, again with a 3-2 count. Corey Adams working hard at this quality at bat. Ball's live. Here we go. Working from a set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Missed just high. Broke just above the zone. Jog down to first base, Evan Dienhart. Runners on the corners for the night.
The pitcher, number 33, Brent Robbins.
Stepping into bat, we'll see Bryn Robbins. Doing the pitching in the ballgame, he wears number 33. Bryn Robbins steps in, looking at signals for stepping in. He's got a batting average of 250. He's got a .500 average of on-base percentage. He's got 12 official at-bats. First pitch, high for ball one. Timeout behind home plate. Nate Brown going to jog out. Going to talk with Corey Adams. Runners on first and third base. One working right here in the top of the fourth inning. Bryn Robbins looking at signals at third base. Bryn Robbins on the season has scored 8 runs. He's got 2 RBI. He's got 5 base on balls. He has struck out 3 times and 3 times looking. Working from the stretch, now the set. Outside a ball. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. Corey Adams, right-handed pitcher. Wearing number 17 in today's ballgame. Peering in, look at signals. Now the set. Bryn Robbins squares early. Let the pitch go by. It's a strike called. 2-1 count. Robbins looking at signals. Third base, runners on the corners. Top of the fourth inning. 3-1 ball game. Red Devils in front. Swung on. Going to be a caught. They'll catch it at third base. Evan Cook makes a line drive rope catch off the bat of Bryn Robbins. And Evan Cook dives for third base, puts the glove on it, and gets the out at third base before Gutwein could get back. 2 outs in the top of the fourth. At home plate, number 12, Owen Munn. To step in to bat. Leadoff batter in today's ballgame. Runner at first base. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finish high. 1 ball, no strikes. Owen Munn at home plate. Owen Munn entered this ballgame 26 plate appearances. 22 official at-bats. Pickoff move, first base, back safely. Head first slide. 1 ball, no strikes. Owen Munn batting. Top of the fourth inning. Runner at first base for the Knights. Peering in, looking at singles. Here's the set position. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He's going to pop one skyward. He's going to go to center field. He's going to float around. He's going to be caught left of second base. In the glove of Andrew Fredette. So Knights come up with no runs. They're working here. We're going to see the bottom of the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth inning, stepping into bat. We'll see West Lafayette Red Devils. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. So they put the ball in the glove of Bren Robbins, getting ready to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. West Lafayette Red Devils. Getting ready to step in, going to be the right fielder. He wears number one, Jackson Deutsch. Right fielder, Jackson Deutsch, in five ball games, batting 250. That's 14 plate appearances and 12 official at-bats. He scored four runs. He has three RBI. Steps in now, righty facing a righty. Working from the windup, first pitch to Deutsch. Swung on, ground ball. Ryan Schumer, playing on the lip of the grass, throws over to first base, first out, the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in the box for West Lafayette. Going to be number 17, Corey Adams. Corey Adams going to step in. As mentioned, Corey Adams batting 353, entering this ball game. Four RBI. He's walked four times. He has zero strikeouts in the batting department. First pitch, inside edge. Breaking pitch called strike. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, no signals given. It's at the plate far. Here comes a 0-1 pitch from Robbins. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Number 17, Corey Adams. Corey Adams has been left on base five times entering this game. That's in five ball games. Peering in, here comes a wind. Short hops the glove of Jackson Kane. Two balls, one strike. They'll ask for a new baseball. They'll keep the baseball. They'll put it in play. Keep it in the pouch right there. Two balls, one strike. Corey Adams, right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher, Bren Robbins. Swung on, fouled back behind home plate. The dribbles. Count goes 2-2. Corey Adams will step back in, 2-2 count, one out, bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1 ball game, West Lafayette in front. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, back to the pitcher. Fielded by Robbins. He'll throw to first base, he'll get the put out with Justin Brady. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, sets a bat. It's going to be number 14, Eric Schroeder. Shortstop going to step in, right-handed batter. As mentioned, 353 average. He's been walked two times. He has one strikeout. He's got eight RBI. First pitch, outside a ball. Number 14, Eric Schroeder. Peering in looking at singles. Here comes the wind and the pitch. He's going to put a bunt down. Good bunt. Third base. Schumer was playing back. It's going to be a base hit bunt off the bat of 14, Eric Schroeder. A two-out base hit bunt.
Number 11, Nate Brown.
So Schroeder's at first base. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter is going to be number 11, Nate Brown. Right-handed batter going to step in. 357 average. He scored two runs. He has four RBI. He's walked five times. He struck out twice. Right-handed batter peering in, looking at signals down the stretch. Now the set for Robbins. Pitch comes in, short off the glove of Jackson Kane. Taking second base on the misplayed baseball. There's a short hop. So Eric Schroeder at second base. Heads for slide, no throw. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Nate Brown. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of set position. Breaking pitch, in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Runner at second base is Eric Schroeder. Stepping back in, Nate Brown. Looking at signals. Now the set position. It'll be a pickoff move at second base. Throw comes in wide right off the glove of Dean Hart. Staying put at second base is Eric Schroeder. Count remains one ball, one strike. Nate Brown, the three hitter for West Lafayette. Tap the plate far and near. Peering in, looking at singles, Bryn Robbins. One ball, one strike, out of a set position. Here comes the pitch. Outside, a bit low. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Runner at second base. Set position. Pitch comes in. Drive on the ground, left of third base. Didn't quite get the sweet spot on that one. Ground ball foul. Count goes 2-2. A step back in. Nate Brown does the catching for West Lafayette. Set position. Here comes the 2-2. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Nate Brown checking the count. Home plate umpire steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins checks second base out of the set. Timeout called at home plate by Nate Brown. Granted. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins, set position, looks at second base. 3-2 pitch, inside for ball four.
Now
runners at first and second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Red Devils, number 9, Evan Cook. Courtesy runner at first base. 15, Felon Hedden. Runners at first and second base. Evan Cook stepping in. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Set position for Robbins. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. One foot in, one foot out. Step in, Evan Cook. Runners at first and second base. Looking at signals. Set position. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Called strike. Count goes 0-2. Evan Cook steps in. Looking at signals. Bryn Robbins. Now the set position. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. West Lafayette, Red Devils will leave one on base. We'll go to the top. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana. They throw one down to put the ball back in the glove of Corey Adams. First batter going to step to the plate for the ninth is going to be number 25, Carter Johnson.
Carter Johnson
on the season, batting 235, 462 on base percentage. And we'll mention he's going to step in now, going to bat left-handed. Left-handed batter, Carter Johnson. Right-handed pitcher, Corey Adams. Swung on. He'll take a line drive just beyond the glove of outstretched first baseman Dash Driggs, a foul ball. Just foul. Nearly got the A-position umpire. He got out of the way. But count goes 0-1. A step back on the rubber. Corey Adams. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Johnson. Backdoor curveball breaks in for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Carter Johnson did the open stance. Look at the signals, Corey Adams. Here comes the wind. Short off the glove of Nate Brown. They put a new ball in play as the ball gets back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. First batter in the top of the fifth. Take a line drive back to the pitcher. Corey Adams tried to be picked up right there on the carom by shortstop Eric Schroeder. Safe at first base, probably going to go in the book as a base hit on the infield.
Now batting the DH, number 16, T.J.
Next batter going to step in, number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, the designated hitter in the ball game. Player DH, a new rule brought in a couple of years ago. Stepping in to bat, T.J. Bell, working from the stretch. Corey Adams, now the set position. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Look down at third base. Signal's given at first base. Doing the base running right there for the Knights. T.J. Bell. Here's his pitch. Outside edge called strike. Carter Johnson at first base. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. 3-1 ball game. West Lafayette in front. Working from the stretch position. Now the set. Pickoff move at first base. The slide in safely. The ball gets by first baseman Dash Driggs. That throw was hard to handle. Picked up in foul territory out behind first base. Moving to second base is Carter Johnson. E.J. Bell looking for signals. Coach Bournet looking at second base. Carter Johnson. They'll step in. T.J. Bell with a 1-1 count. Peering in looking at signals. Corey Adams, now the set position. Pitch comes in. Tight. Right at the kneecaps. Called strike. Count goes 1-2. Step back on the rubber. T.J. Bell, straightaway stance. Nobody out. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Adams. Outside curveball. Went after, trying to stay, keep the plate alive to go down swinging. One out, stepping into bat. We're going to see number 7, Ryan Schumer. Schumer playing the third base position. One out on the diamond. Schumer steps in, left-handed batter, facing the righty, Corey Adams. Peering in, looking at signals. From the set position, here comes the pitch. No pickoff move at second base. He threw it left of the base, making a good knockdown stop right there. Eric Schroeder. Safe at second, getting back is Carter Johnson. Might have got a piece of Carter. He's grimacing somewhat. He's going to get this moderate lead. Steps back in, Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals, Corey Adams. Still looking, he'll step off the back. Corey Adams wasn't ready to pitch. He's kind of controlling the pace of this ball game. When they are defensive, step back in. Working from the stretch, here comes the set position. Swung on, it'll be a high fly ball in the infield. Major league fly ball, it'll be caught at the lip of the grass. Deep part of the grass by shortstop Eric Schroeder. Going to be two out here in the top of the fifth. Set to bat, going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Fox playing center field in today's ball game. Right-handed batter, bit of an open stance, probably close on the approach. At second base, running for the Knights, Carter Johnson. Peering in, looking at singles. Set position. First pitch, breaking pitch, broke away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two outs in the inning. Top of the fifth. Tyler Fox batting for the Knights. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes one ball, one strike. Stepping back in the rubber. Corey Adams. Runner at second base, Carter Johnson. Set position, he is the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a drive to left field. See if it's going to remain fair. It's a foul ball. Just foul. He floats it just beyond the line here, probably 20 feet from the foul line or thereabouts. Got to get swing on it. A little bit of an upward swing. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Fox steps back in. Tyler Fox batting an even 250 on the season. 455 on base percentage. Breaking pitch outside for a ball. Corey Adams is jogging off. He thought he might have had a good breaking pitch. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, Tyler Fox batting the top of the fifth. High and away, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Carter Johnson at second base. There's two outs, top of the fifth. 3-1 ball game. Here comes a set position for Adams. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, outside edge. Good cut, Tyler Fox. The end of 4.5. West Lafayette in front. 3-1. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. I'm sure she'd help if you'd give her a call. Tippecanoe County will mention she specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. 4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We're working around the diamond right now, getting wind up right now, working the baseball. Bryn Robbins tosses in, throw a rope down to second base. Jackson Kane, that's the pitch off. First batter we're going to see in the bottom of the fifth, going to be number 20, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer, in today's ballgame, wearing number 20, does wear number 16 on the other jerseys. Steps in, 412 batting average. That's in 5 games, 19 at-bats, 17 official at-bats. You got 8 RBI. Take that back, 4 RBI, he scored 8 runs. First pitch, line drive rope over third baseman's glove. That's Ryan Schumer. Goes into left field, Carter Johnson fields it. It's off in the cutoff, Evan Dehart. Back to Owen Munn. They'll put the ball in the glove of Bryn Robbins. One aboard. You're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Left-handed batter to step in. Number 7, Andrew Fredette. Andrew Fredette in 5 ball games. Bagging even 200. 17 at-bats, 10 official at-bats. Moderate lead at first base. Right there. He's going to put a bunt down. Yeah. Good bunt down the third baseline, fielded by Schumer. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. Mission accomplished on the sacrifice bunt. Right there for Andrew Fredette. One out, stepping in the bat for West Lafayette, number 21, Tim Olhot. Olhot's going to step in, batting at even 300. On the season, he scored a run. He's got 1 RBI. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Bryn Robbins. It'll be a line drive. They'll take it over a shortstop's head. That's Evan Dehart. They're going to left field. Base hit. Carter Johnson tosses it back in. Hits the cutoff. Ryan Schumer. Runners on the corners. One out.
Number 18.
You're ready to step into bat right now. Going to be a pinch hitter in the ball game. Number 18, Andrew Von Werder. Andrew Von Werder is going to step in. We're going to time out on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out, talk to his infield. They make the adjustments in the stenographer's little pad right there, home plate umpire. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. They have a meeting on the mound right there. Talking this over. There's one out. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning. Going to bat next batter. Going to be number 18. It's going to be Andrew Von Werder. Andrew Von Werder going to step in. Pinch hitter in the ball game. We'll see if he remains in the game defensively. We'll see. The home plate umpire is going to walk out. They're going to adjourn the meeting. So they jog back to respective positions. Runners on the corners for West Lafayette. Back in the ballgame, courtesy runner, 15, Velen Hedden. Running for the catcher. Take that back. Yeah, running for the catcher. Stepping into bat, Von Werder. Is the set position. Pickoff move at first base. Getting back safely head first. Steps back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals from the set position. Pickoff move once again. First base. Low throw. Short hops the glove. Caught by Justin Brady. One out, bottom of the fifth inning, a 3-1 ball game. West Lafayette Red Devils in front. Working from the stretch, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Taking second base on the pitch is 15, Velen Hedden. Runners at second and third base. 0-1 count. Number 18, Andrew Von Werder. Pyramidica signals now the set position for Robinson's pitch. Popped up on the infield. Be called for by the shortstop and caught by Evan Deanhart. Two outs in the inning. So stepping in the bat, next hitter.
Now batting number one,
the batter in the lineup, ready number one, Jackson Deutsch. Jackson Deutsch on in five ball games, batting 250. He's been to the plate 14 times, 12 official at bats. He can square the bunt. Let the ball go by, it's a strike called. Deutsch steps back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Bryn Robbins, working from the set. Pitch comes on the way, a check swing. It'll go to second base. Airward in the air, and a soft line drive caught at second base by Owen Munn. So, West Lafayette leads two aboard. At the end of five complete, 3-1 ball game. West Lafayette in front. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, it's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They now have Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, stop by there. You'll like what you see, and you probably like what you smell. Smells good right there at Titus Bakery. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery in Deli. Open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Visit them at TitusBakery.com. Grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in, if only to please your taste buds, at Titus Bakery and Deli. Right there, Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County.
Now going
to throw one down to second base.
We'll
work from there. Back to bat. We're going to see number 32, Justin Brady. Bats in the sixth position. He's playing first base. Justin Brady. Batting 333 on the season, 417 on base. Step into bat. Corey Adams. Swung on and fouled one straight back. Out of play. Justin Brady, 6'195". Just seven hits entering this ballgame. That's six ball games for the night. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a windup. Outside a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. Lights come on here at Bob Friend Field. Coming back to full-fledged. Not quite. Might not quite be there. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on. First base. Going to be a good glove at first base. Dash Driggs. That was a rocket shot on the ground. Lefty fielder, Dash Driggs. First out here in the top of the fifth. Jackson King going to step in. Does the catching for the Knights. Where's number three? Jackson King batting in is 250. 550 on-base percentage. First pitch to Kane. Called strike. Count goes 0-1. Right-handed batting catcher. Right-handed pitching. Corey Adams. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Count goes 1-1. Working again from the windup, Corey Adams. Pitch comes in outside a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Straightaway stance, Jackson Kane. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Catcher, Nate Brown, asks for new baseball. He'll get one. It's off the back out. Umpire pockets the other. 3 balls, 1 strike. Corey Adams, Jackson Kane. Outside of ball, going to get by the glove of catcher Nate Brown. Jackson Kane thought about going to second base, but not very long. He's back to first base.
Now that is shortstop number 24, Evan Deanhart.
1 out, top of the 6th inning. Next batter in the lineup going to be Evan Deanhart. Deanhart got himself aboard his first at-bat. He'll step into bat now. Evan Deanhart working on the season, batting 333, entering the ballgame. First pitch comes in high, a ball. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signal's given. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in high, a ball. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. Timeout on the diamond. Nate Brown going to jog out. Talk with his pitcher, Corey Adams. Short conversation. Brown back behind home plate now. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Top of the 6th inning. 3-1 ball game. Red Devils in front. Peering in, look at singles. Out of the stretch. Strike called right down Meridian. Right below the kneecaps. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Top of the 6th. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Just high, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Deanhart steps back in, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Corey Adams, now from the set position. Next pitch comes in, right down Meridian, strike called. So count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner aboard at first base. Working from the stretch, appears at the runner, set position. Pitch comes in high and tight for ball 4. Kane jogs over to second base. Evan Deanhart to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Be conversation. Infield's coming in. They're going to meet at the pitcher's mound. And again, we'll miss it. This game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, they're there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts.
Now back to Cicero.
Set to step in for the Knights. Number 33, Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter, 2 aboard, first and second base. 1 out. Corey Adams looks in, gets signals. Working from the stretch, now the set position. He'll foul one straight back. Straight back, just grazed it. 1 strike. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out. 3-1 ball game. Red Devils in front. Knights runners at first and second base. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Breaking pitch, outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. Kane at second base. Working right there on the diamond. Runner at first base. Set position, Adams. Pitch comes in, we'll pop one. Right side foul territory. Looking at the dugout, makes a catch in front of the screen. As he taps the screen after the catch, he's fine. He makes the catch, protects himself. Runners move up 90 feet. And Bryn Robinson is jogged off the diamond. Bit of a sacrifice fly. So two outs in the inning, stepping into bat once again, Owen Munn. Runners at second and third base. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Corey Adams peers in, looks at singles, now out of the set position. Outside a ball. Owen Munn looks at signals. Step back in. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, top of the sixth. Corey Adams has gone the distance. And Bryn Robbins also. Pitch comes in outside and low. Ball two. One foot in, one foot out. You'll step in now. Owen Munn plays his second base position. Among others. Peering in looking at signals. Corey Adams. Out of the set. Take a drive to center field. Going to back up. Fredette is going to make the catch. Going backwards in the alleys right there for out number three. So, Knights leave a couple of guys on. And we'll miss him. Through 5.5. Red Devils 3. The Central Catholic Knights 1. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their phone number again is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. That's at Target Sports. And you can find them on Facebook, Larson and, that's A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Target Sports, Larson and Sons, Target Sports in Sheridan. They're working the baseball around the diamond. A new pitcher on the pitcher's mound right now for the Knights, number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson getting his first bit of business on the pitcher's mound this season. Left-handed pitcher steps in, getting warm-up tosses with Jackson Kane. I take that back. Carter Johnson has two innings under his belt. He's a senior, 5'9", 170. He's faced 10 batters. He's thrown 32 pitches. He's allowed one hit. He's walked two. He struck out three. He has hit one batter. So let's throw it down. Jackson Kane, Frozen Roke to Evan Deanhart. They'll put it back in the glove of Bryn Robbins. Stepping into bat again, it's a one-hitter. Corey Adams for West Lafayette. Right-handed batter. Corey Adams, as mentioned, batting 353 on the season. That's in 5 games. He scored 9 runs. He's got 4 RBI. He's been left on base 5 times. He's walked four times, did not strike out in any of the first five games. He'll go base hit, right side, going to bounce in center field. Going to get by down there and throw to second base. Throw comes in, head first slide. At second base, safe is Corey Adams.
So
one aboard Corey Adams at second base. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Eric Schroeder. Bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody out. Second batter in the lineup. Eric Schroeder, second batter in the inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Carter Johnson working out a stretch. Checks second base. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, strike called. Carter Johnson looking for signals, stepping in. 14, Eric Schroeder working out a set position. Johnson checks second base. Backdoor curveball breaks in for a ball. Squaring the bunt, pulling the bat back with Eric Schroeder. Count goes one ball, one strike. They're in at first base, Justin Brady. In at third base, Ryan Schumer is the set. To put a bunt down, it's going to go left the baseline, third base side, foul ball. Count goes one ball, two strikes.
Other side.
Eric Schroeder is going to step back in. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Carter Johnson. He'll check second base. Taking off for third base. Payne going to make a throw. He's going to slide in safely. Throw comes in a bit high. Kane had to deal with Eric Schroeder. And they're going to call Eric Schroeder out for interference, evidently.
What happened?
We'll double check. He might have been moving in the box. In which, deflection, the hand of Kane touches Schroeder in the box. If Schroeder is moving, then he is susceptible. So they'll call Schroeder out at the plate. He'll set down. But the runner is safe at third base, evidently. So one out in the inning. Stepping to the plate, going to be number 11, Nate Brown. Nate Brown doing the catching in today's ballgame. Step in, right-handed batter, facing the lefty, Carter Johnson. Infield is in, runner at third base. Ground ball, left side, foul, left of the coaching box. 0-1. Nate Brown, the batter, he's going to step back in. Straightaway stance, infield in for the Knights. He's going to step back off the rubber. Carter Johnson starts again. He's peering in looking for signals out of the stretch, now the set position. Inside edge ball, I should say. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Number 11, one out. Peering in, looking at signals. Carter Johnson. Set position. Could take a full swing. It'll be a high fly ball in the infield. It's going to be a foul ball, actually, and Jackson Kane makes the catch. Two outs. Top of the sixth, bottom of the sixth inning. The step into bat, we're going to see number 9, Evan Cook. Evan Cook going to step in. 1 foot at a time to face the lefty, Carter Johnson. Evan Cook, the right-handed batter, steps in now. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set position. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Runner at third base for the Red Devils. Evan Cook batting. Bottom of the sixth inning. 3-1 ball game. He'll foul one back to the screen. can't go 0-2. Evan Cook steps back in. Carter Johnson looking at signals out of the stretch. You're going to shake one off. You're going to shake another off out of a set position. Strike out. Strike three. He'll go down swinging. At the end of six complete. Red Devils, 3. Knights, 1. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. You can reach to find them at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. So, again, get warmed up there. Got a relief pitcher on the mound. Working right there. I believe it's Evan Cook.
He
wears number 9. Heading goes out to center field. Shaver going to third base.
Evan Cook.
So they'll work right there on the diamond. So they'll go with that right there. And Evan Cook getting some final warm-up tosses. Right here with his catcher, Nate Brown. So they'll work right there. And Evan Cook, we'll mention on the season, Evan Cook, 14 innings under his belt. We'll mention he has a win-loss record of 1-0. And we'll also mention his ERA is 2.00. And this is his fourth appearance. He's allowed 7 hits. He's allowed 4 runs, and 4 earned runs were they. He's walked 2. He struck out 27. He's a pitch here in the 7th inning versus the Knights. First batter going to face him in the inning. Going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. They're going to throw one down. From the hand of Nate Brown, they'll toss it around the infield. Batting in the second position, left fielder in the ballgame, Carter Johnson. Where's number 25? A step in, left-handed batter facing the righty pitcher. As Evan Cook adjusts his jersey, a little bit of a fluff right there, a little bit of a availability to maneuver. So stepping in, left-handed batter, Carter Johnson. Working from the stretch. First pitch, outside of ball. Evan Cook working from the stretch position, nobody on. Here's the set position. Low for ball 2. Has some velocity. For sure, Evan Cook on the pitcher's mound for West Lafayette here in the top of the 7th inning. Corey Adams went 6 complete. Pitch comes in outside edge, called strike. 2 balls, 1 strike. Looking at signals, now the set position. Pitch comes in low, short off the glove, good catch by Nate Brown. 3 balls, 1 strike. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter's box for the Knights. stepping back in the rubber. Evan Cook looking at signals. Here's a 3-1 count. Inside edge, called strike. Count goes 3 balls, 2 strikes. Left-handed batter, Johnson. Right-handed pitcher, Cook. Low for ball 4. Carter Johnson can jog down to first base. Second back for the Knights, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Where's number 16? Looks at signals, steps in. Peering in, looks at signals himself. That's Evan Cook. Checks the runner at first base, set position. Pitch comes in tight, right across the dish. Inside pitch across the dish for strike 1. Bell likes to hug the plate just a bit. He'll check first base runner. Out of stretch, now the set position. He'll take a drive foul to the screen. Had the first base dugout taking cover. So no balls, 2 strikes. Nice batting in the top of the 7th inning. T.J. Bell in the batter's box. Evan Cook in the stretch. Checks first base. Long check. Now the set position. The foul ball. Going to get a piece of Bell in the batter's box. Hit Karam's foul territory. No grimace for Bell. Just a little bit. No balls, 2 strikes. Once again for T.J. Bell. Knights runner aboard first base. Top of the 7th. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Evan Cook. Long check, out of the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, going to be fouled back out of play, right side. T.J. Bell, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Step up in the rubber right there. Evan Cook. No balls, 2 strikes, check the runner. Long check at first base, out of the stretch, now the set. The foul ball, going to get a piece of the catcher. He's going to say he's okay. He's wanting the baseball. There's Nate Brown. They're going to give him a chance to collect himself. He's a trooper. So they'll working right there. No balls, 2 strikes. Steps back in. T.J. Bell, Evan Cook in the rubber looking at signals. Checks the runner at first base out of stretch. Checks him again. Set position. Be a high fly ball on the infield. Called for by the second baseman. Making the catch, veering to his left is Julian Smith. 1 out, top of the 7th. Quality at bat for T.J. Bell. Left-handed batter going to step in, Ryan Schumer. Where's number 7? One aboard, steps in the rubber, does Evan Cook. Left-handed batter's box, Ryan Schumer. Checks the runner out of the stretch, now the set position. Outside a ball. Ryan Schumer, step back in. Step back on in the rubber right there is Evan Cook. Out of the stretch, checks first base. Now the set position. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Evan Cook in the stretch position. Checks first base. Moderate lead. Long check. He'll set position now. Here comes a 1-1. Inside, they're calling a strike. Down goes one ball, two strikes. Schumer steps back in. Picks up the signal. Works out the stretch. Checks first base. Does Evan Cook. Here's the set position. Outside a ball. It checks. See if he checks swing. Umpire says no, he didn't go. Count goes 2-2. Schumer in the batter's box. Evan Cook checking signals from the rubber. Out of the set. To swing it. Full swing. Going to go left side. Going to end up a foul ball. Giving it a chase with shortstop Eric Schroeder. He's giving it a chase right there behind third base. Also in from left field. Giving it a good chase with 15, Bellin heading. And over at third base, Jack Schaefer. He'll step back in, Ryan Schumer. Two balls, two strikes. One out, top of the seventh inning. 3-1 ball game with Lafayette in front. Working out a stretch, checks first base. Now the set position. Going to foul one, left side, out of play. Count remains, two balls, two strikes. Going to ask for a new baseball, does Evan Cook. Home plate umpire obliges. Going to toss one out. Two balls, two strikes, one out. One runner aboard for the Knights at first base. Set position. Breaking pitch. Stayed high. Got over the catcher's head. That's Nate Brown. They tracked it down. They're going to call time. They're going to put him back at second base. Evidently, the ball got lodged right here with the backstop. Coach Borden, they're going to come in and try to get an explanation. So the ball got caught underneath the lodging right there. They talk about that. So Carter Johnson will jog back to second base after he took third base on the overthrow. So Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Cook in the rubber, checking signals as he was in set position. High for ball four. So Schumer jogs to first base. The timeout on the diamond. Brief timeout. Getting ready to bat for the Knights. It's going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to step into bat. Right here.
Now batting number 27.
He's going to bat in the fifth spot for the Knights. Doing the running at first base is going to be Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to run for Ryan Schumer. So set to bat for the Knights, right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Working from the stretch, checking first base, now second, set position. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Ben Mazur back in the right-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher, Evan Cook. Peers in, looks at signals. From Nate Brown, checks first base. Checks second, now out of set position. be off the glove. Short hop, going to get by the catcher, Nate Brown. It'll veer left side in the grass. You'll pick it up as the runners move up 90 feet. Now runners at second and third base for the Knights. One out. Top of the seventh inning. West Lafayette in front 3-1. Right-handed batter Ben Mazur. Right-handed pitcher Evan Cook picks up the signal. Now out of set position. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. 2-1 count. Ben Mazur batting. Right-handed batter facing the righty pitcher, Evan Cook. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch. Now the set position. Swing and a miss. It was about thigh high. Couldn't catch up to that one. Good cut. Count goes 2-2. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Righty, Evan Cook, now out of the set. Low, check your swing. Ball 3. 3-2. Two aboard for the Knights. Top of the seventh inning. Peering in, looking at singles. Ben Mazur facing Corey Adams. Ball 4, going to be short off the glove of Nate Brown. Here's left. He'll jog to first base. Ben Mazur at first base. Timeout on the diamond.
Now back in first base.
Coach Hartman is going to jog out. He's going to walk out. And then they're going to put a runner at first base. It's going to be Tyler Fox re-entering the lineup for Ben Mazur. Conversation right there on the pitcher's mound. Whole infield there at the pitcher's mound. Conversation. Third base side, Justin Brady. Coach Bourdain going to adjourn that one. Outfield. Outfielders talking amongst each other in center field. Going to go with another pitcher here in the top of the seventh inning. So Jack Schaefer came over from third base. You can do the pitching here. You're warmed up. Now playing third base, moving over there from the pitcher's mound is Evan Cook. You get a baseball available for him to warm up at third base. Number 20 on the pitcher's mound. Where's number 20? It's Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer working on the diamond right now. Where's number 20? He enters this ball game with a 1-0 record. He has pitched 2 innings on this young season. This is his second appearance. He's allowed 1 hit. He's walked 0. He struck out 3. So the outfielder is working again there in the outfield. They're together having a conversation. Over at third base, just finishing up, Evan Cook getting his warm-up throws from third base. Working from the pitcher's mound, right-handed pitcher, number 20, Jack Schaefer.
Now pitching to the left side, number 20, Jack Schaefer.
He's going to get one more toss here in home plate. Nate Brown. Last warm-up right there. Getting ready to play the game. I guess they're going to ask for another one. So he's going to get one more. He had no bullpen, I doubt, but he's going to warm up right here. So, runner on each base for the Knights, one out, top of the seventh inning.
Once again, the batter is number 32, Justin Brady.
Set to bat for the Knights, 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady playing the first base position. He's batting in the sixth position for the Knights. One out on the diamond. Left-handed batter going to face the righty, Jack Schaefer. Here we go. First pitch, he's peering in. He's looking at singles. He's going to pitch straight away, looking from the stretch. Set position. First pitch, strike, inside edge. No balls, one strike. Justin Brady batting. Bases loaded for the Knights. 3-1 ball game, top of the seventh. Working from the set position. Inside, ball one. One ball, one strike. 1-1 count, Justin Brady. Runners hit moderate leads. Infield, middle infielders playing pretty much straight away, deep. Infielders, corners, going to step back. Going to pop one in, and drop in. Catch is made. A good catch, diving catch by Evan Cook. Evan Cook came from third base. Ball went over the pitcher's mound. A lot of range right there for Evan Cook. Catching a soft pop-up over the pitcher's mound. Left side. Two outs in the inning. Runners at first, second, and third base. Stepping into bat, number three, Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed pitcher. Out of the stretch, Jack Schaefer. He checks first base. Third base, now the set. Breaking pitch, might have been a slider. Broke in there, pitch for strike one. Back in the rubber. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Working from the set position. Ball low. Pitch came in low, ball one. Count goes one ball. One strike. Step back in. Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Jack Schaefer. Working from the set position. Swung on, fouled back. He'll graze it. He goes straight back to the screen. Count goes one ball, two strikes. On deck is Evan Gehart for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. One ball, two strikes. Working out a stretch. Now the set position. Pitch comes in, strike three, outside edge. Called strike. Final score, West Lafayette Red Devils 3. Central Catholic Knights 1. Again, we'll mention tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's ball game going to be at West Lafayette. West Lafayette will be at Central Catholic tomorrow night for the second game of the two for the West Division matchups. Again, tomorrow night will start at 5:30. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. We thank her for her aficionado. She works very well. We're thankful for her. Thank for sound check. We thank you for tuning in, until then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.
Hi, how are you? Hey, we're post-game. We're going to talk to Coach Justin Hartman. I tell you what, Coach, a 3-1 ball game. You needed three pitchers, but I tell you what, you came back. You guys had some defense. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we had some big plays. I mean, our pitching was just a little off today as far as commanding the zone, but I thought our pitch